Hello, this is Ryan.
Oh, hi, Ryan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, Tina, I had actually told them I didn't want to continue service. I didn't really. I said that back in, I don't know, September or something, and take me off the, so yeah, that's probably why, because I just shut the card off. Yeah, so they just didn't do that.
It's saying in the notes, that you called in August, and it said that you didn't want to continue, and then Ruben applied a full service credit to your bill and said you would get a free month. He offered that you would keep the website and the hosting, but you decided to stick with local SEO for $129, and he applied the service credit for you. So the account was retained at that point. It wasn't canceled. It was, you know, you accepted an offer.
Yeah,
it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was more Ruben trying to, you know, keep me on, but I made it clear I wasn't looking to stay on with you guys.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So even though he applied that service credit, you know, you could have called even before the next billing and canceled it out. But since that didn't happen, the account stayed active. So the good news is you're only past due for $129 because come January 5th, it would be past due for $258. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. But
okay,
let me ask
you. Go ahead and shut the service off, and I'll get you the $129.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. So let me go into your billing. And is the Schiffman Road still the billing address for the new card, Ryan?
The Schiffman Road is. I'm not going to make a payment today. You can send me a bill.
Okay. So I can't cancel the account with a past due balance, but as long as you do it 3 business days prior to January 3rd, you'll prevent that next month's charge. So I'll just send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing, but it will have my extension on there, 777. So that way, you know, when you're ready to settle this, you can call me. If I don't hear from you, I'll follow up next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Quick question. Have you ever been on your dashboard to see the results that you are getting by chance?
Have I been? No.
Okay.
I'm not getting any results from you, from your service. I've not landed any contracts for you guys at all.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Ryan. I think you might have gotten some solid work out of it, and you're just not aware because on your dashboard, it's telling me that your company has been found on the first page of Google 4,652 times, and you've had 209 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah. The only people that I've talked to, have been like Facebook people in the last 3 months. What is your time frame in those numbers?
Let me look. Let me filter it out for the past 3 months only and see what it says, rather than the all-time results. So in the past 3 months, you were found on the first page of Google 582 times with 48 Google actions, including 43 clicks to your website and 5 clicks to call you. And then there's 601 image views
to the
Google business
page. Hopefully you guys know this, and I don't know if you do, but for contractors, a lot of those calls are solicit me. So, like, the vast majority of those calls, I can pretty much guarantee you all of those calls were solicitations to me, not for business, not for me to not.
I see. Okay.
Oh,
well,
they're not turning into, you know, revenue in any way, shape, or form. So So yeah, okay. I know my Google stuff needs attention, but for whatever reason, Local Splash isn't doing it. And I said that to them before. They were doing my Facebook stuff and screwing it all my Facebook stuff up. I have no ability to see what they were doing, nor did what they advertised reflect what I do. It was crazy. And so I said, please shut off. Don't do any more Facebook. And it was, again, it was jumping through hoops and whatever, talking me out of not the service, and then the same idea of like, hey, let's retain the
Google and just cancel the Facebook type thing.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said they talked you into canceling the Facebook and still retaining the Google portion of it, right?
I was canceling everything, and they said, well, we'll definitely do the Google, but I'll do a credit and this and that, whatever, at least then we can different result, because he said he was going to make a change. Again, no results different. And so it's fine. I can call you back next week to pay you the $129.
Yes.
But I'm not happy with, you know, the money I've spent with you guys. I don't really know. I mean, I'm not sure what you guys are doing for me, to be honest. Are you just doing SEO stuff for my website? Is that all you guys are doing?
So yes, but it's not just SEO for the website. It's for all of the online placements. So in addition to Google and Bing, we have you up on 48 directories. We have you mobily optimized, which means you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then we also do every time Google changes an algorithm, and I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day, you have a team of technicians here that will go in and update your information and refresh your data.
Yeah.
And that's how we ensure.
I get all that. Yeah.
But
I mean, no offense, I've heard this spiel before. In a lead, like a kitchen. How come I'm not getting through Google? I don't know what the deal is. I mean,
the phone's cracking up a lot. I don't know if it's happening on your end too.
Hi.
Ryan. Yeah.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said the phone's cracked. Yeah, it's cutting in and out, so I can hear like only every other word of what you're saying. Yeah.
Is that any better?
Yeah, this is a little bit better, actually. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. What I was saying was when the salesman sold me over a year ago, like they said that I won't need AdWords because this will do it, you know, for the value. And then again, he sold me the value, right? The value of your service over spending, let's say, $300 in AdWords. So again,
right,
that makes sense. But I'm literally not getting calls for, you know, kitchen remodeling, bath remodeling. Is it because, and again, this might be just a failure on my part to understand how your system works, but is it because are we not optimized? Am I not, like you said, looking at the dashboard and making sure things are proper? Is that the issue? Why am I not getting any results through Local Splash? That's my question.
Well, let me ask you this. What happened with Sharon Eels on 575 Rolling Hills Lane? She put a lead on your site. I'm interested in having 2 baths and a kitchen remodeled and new flooring and paint throughout a condo.
Yeah, I spent 6 hours to get the job to lose it to another contractor, which is, again, you know, it's great. It's great. I know that happens. I understand that. But the last lead was an advertisement. I'm sure you could see that. The last lead was an advertisement.
Right, but I also want to let you know, Ryan, that these leads are far and few between, meaning most people, when they find you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or click to go to your site for immediate contact. They're not even going to fill out that form. So it's rare occurrence where, let's say, they say kitchen remodel and you come up and they're like, oh, this looks good, but they don't have a second to call you because they happen to be at work or they're with family.
Sure.
That's when they'll plug. You know, what about Angela Perry, 9436 Beechcrest Street?
Angela is, she's 50, I think 52 minutes. And so she's.
Oh, White Lake. Eric Frederick, State Road, 4390 South State Road. Kendall Ann Stort, 5748 Lakeview Boulevard.
Say that again. So the Angela one, I did meet her, went out there. It was just not a viable project. It was
too far away. Okay.
Yeah, but again, she wasn't ready for it either. You know, she didn't really know what she wanted. So, I mean, I'm following up every lead. The point I'm making is, you know, one every 2 months is not really, do you think I'm not getting calls either. If I was getting the calls or the, you know, or calls or something like that, I would say, you know, yeah, the service makes great sense. But unless there's something majorly wrong with what we're not doing on my end or whatever, I mean, maybe it does need to be repaired. I don't know.
Well, in the last 30 days, I filtered it out again. You were found 189 times on the first page with 16 clicks to your site. So I think you might be getting a little bit more activity than what you're aware of. But what I want to let you know, and I think this will help you, Ryan, at least in the meantime, is you have a 4.43 star rating on Google, which is great. But you haven't had a positive review posted for over 2 years. The last review was on 12/23 of 2019. So that could be affecting your conversion, meaning if there's companies up there next to you that have all of these fresh things being said about them and then you have these old reviews, you know, over 2 years old, that can affect your conversion. So okay. What I want you to do, and I want you can use this whether you decide to continue with Local Splash or not, is I'll send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some fresh 5-star ratings on Google. And I think that if you get a fresh 5-star rating here and there, and then also once we get the payment up to speed, I can have the technicians go in and see if there's any updates on this end that will improve performance. So I'm confident with those two things happening that you will see better results. And if you wanted to, just as, you know, an experiment, you know, it sounds like you're pretty set on canceling, but if you wanted to continue for another month, I could even put a tracking number on there, which means we would purchase a brand new 248 area code number. And then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And that way you'd have a little bit more concrete that, oh, hey, at least I know I got X amount of calls and I can go into the dashboard and I can listen to them for quality assurance and verify that it was an actual client. You know, that might be something that would, you know, ease your mind a little bit if you wanted
to. Yeah, I mean, are you saying maybe you, by doing that, you'll be able to see if it is like the advertisement, like the scam calls? So they keep
getting
stupid scam calls. Like, it's very frustrating. I'm like,
Yes. Now
I'm just hanging up on them. I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you because I'm hoping a customer's calling me.
Yeah, I'm happy that you hang up on them. Yeah, no, I understand.
Rude, but I have to.
Yes. So the tracking number also helps eliminate some of those spam callers because we put a press one, press two greeting on there. So for instance, when people call it, it'll say press one if you're a new client, press two if you're existing. Either way, the calls will come to you. But the idea is a lot of the spam calls are computer generated. So if they're a computer generated call and they can't press one or two, those calls will fall off. And when you pick up the phone, it's going to be an actual person on the other end, okay? But
well,
because,
yeah, I mean, if there's a real traction, you know, step here where we can make headway, I'm open. You know, I even talked to the guy back in August. I'm like, hey, if it's going to work, I'll spend $129. It's not that expensive. But the point is, it's like, I just need to see some traction here.
Right. Yeah, nobody wants to spend even $50 if it doesn't work. I get it. You know what I mean? So I definitely get it.
That's the main thing.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay, Ryan. So I'll put a note on here that we discussed that. We even have an app that's in beta that goes with the tracking number, so you could even check the calls from your phone and whatnot by logging into the app. So it's pretty cool. So I'll put a note that we discussed that. You have my number, so you can always call me, you know, when, you know, you're ready to settle that or if you want to continue. And again, just as a precaution, I'll follow up with you next week, okay?
Yeah, let me ask you this. If like, let's say I give you a credit card, we get things settled out today and we get moving again.
Yes.
What can we do different moving forward to actually get more traction besides that phone call, besides that phone number?
So I would recommend, obviously, getting some more 5-star ratings here and there, and I already sent you the email. But also, on our end, I'll have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. If there's any updates to improve performance, they can apply those behind the scenes. And then what I want to do is have them start creating weekly posts for you because they've created posts before for you in the past, but kind of on a one-off situation. So I want them to go
Google?
In. Yes, and go on a frequent consistent weekly, and even if it's just something like, hey, for a trusted contractor, call Ryan. Even if it's
okay.
something very generic, it keeps you more relevant and it gives you
okay.
more exposure. And if you have anything special that you want to promote, like, hey, I'm offering 5% off for a new client during the holidays or something, we could even incorporate that into the post. So
okay.
I think with those, you know, combination of, you know, three or four things happening, that you will get much better results, but also you'll have more concrete evidence as to the calls that you're getting, which will make you feel more comfortable moving forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So like I said, I'm happy to keep the service if we can make it work. And so,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's worth sticking it out, you know, and having those revisions done, and that way you'll know. And then because you get a lot of spam calls, Ryan, do you use anything else other than our service, like a home advisor or a Yelp listing or Thumbtack or anything like that?
I mean, I'm on some of those, like, right? Because, like, I went on, you know, I think Yelp, like, 10 or whatever years ago, and you can't, once you're on, you can't get off. So...
Okay. The reason I ask is with Google, it's a little bit more tricky to find leads per se on Google, but there are spam companies that will go to directories and they'll put in, you know, contractors in Michigan, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads. So a lot of times in the past when we've had clients that have had problems with multiple spam calls, we found out that it was from being listed on, you know, certain directories, and, you know, they were kind of able to pinpoint it where they were coming from, you know, meaning that.
I thought you just said that you make sure I'm on all those directories.
We do, but a lot of the directories that we provide for you, they're just there to create a stronger internet presence. You know, a lot of people,
yeah.
I mean, we of course include Yelp as an option if people, you know, want it, right? But some people will opt out of the Yelp listing. So it's not like you have to have a Yelp listing in order to get good exposure on Google. But for instance, of the 48 directories that you're on, there's some big ones that, you know of, obviously, which are, you know, Yahoo, City Search, Merchant Circle, Bing. But then there's
yeah.
also, you know, Tupelo, TomTom, TripAdvisor, Yasabe, Nextdoor, N49. So there's all of these other directories that you may have never heard of before. But what it does is it makes you more relevant. So when someone's in your area and they type in contractor or remodel or, you know, any of your various keywords, once they hit enter, Google sends out millions and millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched. So because
okay.
you're on all of those directories, those are called trusted citations, all of a sudden Ryan starts being relevant and then you come up on the first page of the search results. Because
okay.
of that, you know, so.
So it sounds like we're not that far away, but maybe just I need a little bit of maybe management, some reviews, et cetera.
I agree. Yeah, I think with doing a couple of these updates, it will definitely help you tremendously. So
okay.
I've, you know, put some notes in here and, you know, you can get the payment up to speed right now or you can call me back, whatever you want to do.
No, I can get it up to speed. And then I guess my final question would be, is there someone who's, like, in charge of my account where I can, like, work with someone on a more of, like, to manage it on a more regular basis versus it just being a charge and an expectation?
So it's an entire account management team. They don't really
okay.
have a certain rep assigned to each account. So
okay.
if you ever want to make an update, you just call in and hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. However, I always recommend you can use me as a point of contact. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And I'll preface that by letting you know, Ryan, I am not a technician. I don't do programming. So you might call in one day and I may not be able to help you, but at least I can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It's always better to have one point of contact. And I know customer service, sometimes, you know, you call today and you get a recording that, you know, they're all busy, but they can call you back tomorrow and you set an appointment. Well, some people, they want to talk to someone right now, you know. So you can always, you know, just put in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Well, I appreciate that, Tina. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can give you a card. You know, I appreciate you being patient and explaining it because that's, I mean, that's what I need. Like, I need like a clear, you know, clear path to make it work for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, and we'll put that tracking number on there, and we'll, you know, get you some better results this month. And the review email I sent you is self-explanatory, but of course, if you have any questions on it, you can call me. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Yeah, it's 5581.
Okay.
5851.
Okay.
1058.
Uh huh.
7520.
Okay. Expiration?
1225.
And then the code on the back?
802.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization and you will be good to go. And
okay.
Just remember in the future, if you ever want to, you know, not continue, you just call us a couple of days before the 5th and then
okay.
You're canceled
Appreciate
out
that.
Without any further charges. Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
All right. You're very welcome, Ryan. And if they have to contact you to set up the tracking number, you know, they might reach out to you. If
okay.
not, they'll just get it done for you behind the scenes. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.